Hey, everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. And, of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
At least you didn't call me Rob. Doing good.
Yeah, but I may have tweeted wrong. I may have posted. It's one of those mornings. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, we all have our days.
Yeah, my gosh. So anyway, back here in the saddle, and was out last week for CES, but today we've got a full line of news, a best practice, we've got some blueberry news, we've got a pro tip, and of course we've got question of the week. So how did things go last week without me, Mike?
Well, it went good. Mackenzie and I held down the fort just fine, and hopefully it went over well. Of course, we had that interview that you did with Shay, so... So that was good.
Oh, all right. But last week I was out in Las Vegas for the CES show and hung out there for, well, the show was 3 days versus four, and did a bunch of coverage, talked to a lot of companies. It was about a 35-40% normal show, but we were pretty busy there. We did about, 24 hours of live.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it here and there, and it definitely looked less than normal, but better than virtual.
Yeah, that's a fact. And we did some cool stuff with StreamYard. The folks actually controlling the live stream were in Florida, and then we remoted in from two different locations, and it was good. So Monday was a little bit, actually not Monday, it was Wednesday was the first day of the show. It was a little just normal first day, rough, but... The rest of the week went like clockwork, so I was pretty happy with that. But I did 4 hours live each day, Mike. That was...
Yeah, by yourself, that's something else.
that was rough. It really, really was. But anyway, so I'm back from that, and I've been spent all week catching up with company stuff. Big news out is Podcast Hall of Fame is back.
Yes, so since 2018, they've been... MIA, and so they're going to actually induct a new class for 2022.
That's good news. So I'm glad that they've got a sponsor for the event. So I'm wondering if that was one of the catalyst reason we didn't have anything from 2018 to now. But looks like they're going to induct 8. Yep. I've actually seen the initial consideration list and added a couple of names to it myself. The folks that are inducted into the Podcast Hall of Fame can suggest
new members.
And the Podcast Movement team does as well. They did change the criteria this year. You've only had to have been podcasting 5 years now to be considered. So anyway, we'll see what happens. But I wish they'd have done more than 8, but 8's the number.
Yeah, that's going to be on March 25th, 2022, and so far live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Yeah, coinciding with the Podcast Movement Evolutions conference there. So, but you don't have to be a conference attendee to go to the Hall of Fame ceremony.
That's right. It's going to be streamed live, and you can attend in person. So. Yeah. Anyway, cool. Podcasting, according to Bloomberg, hasn't produced a hit in years. And I find this very laughable.
Well, whoever wrote this, what they're looking at was all the top shows from Edison Research's list there. And most of them are at least over 2 years old, but on average is 7 years old.
Well, don't they realize that it takes
time.
Typical podcast to build to be a, not every show can be a serial.
Sure, sure. You know, most podcasts that take off really quickly, the person is already famous for something else.
Right.
And, so they're just adding podcasting to what they're doing. But, some of the bottom up podcasters, like Dan Carlin, he wasn't famous for anything, and he's one of the top shows, but he's been around a while.
Yeah.
Since the beginning.
He's been doing the grind, putting out episodes, building an audience, building a brand. It takes time. It's not like for television where you have multi-million dollar budgets to promote and cross promote, and you know, we're getting better at those types of things, but
you don't have instant distribution to, you know, households directly, you know.
That's right.
People have to discover us. We don't you know, we don't push it in your face.
Yep, absolutely. So I would contend that there's been lots of hits and there are lots of growing shows, and just because they're not from some famous organization doesn't mean that there hasn't been a huge success in space.
Yeah, we have quite a few on Blueberry that are definitely, you know, more popular than one would think. You know?
Yeah, massive shows that you have not nary a clue could be, you know. The Spotify studio team has been laid off. I guess this was Studio 4 or something like that, but...
Yeah, it was their first podcast studio in-house before they bought Gimlet and whatever other studio they bought. I know they bought a couple of them. And, yeah, some of their in-house people are going to get shuffled off to other places or were shuffled out of the payroll. So feel bad for them. But, you know, when they're buying these high-end studios, you kind of read the writing on the wall.
Yep. So and they had they had purchased a whole bunch of companies. So, you know, some of the companies they purchased do the same thing. So
some redundancy there.
Yeah. There's a good article by Tom Webster talking about his podcasting killing AM talk radio. And I might even contend FM talk radio too. But as a matter of fact, it's kind of a side note before we get into this. I have a rental car because I hit a deer on the day before Christmas. And so my car is just about ready to come out of the shop. But I was searching through the radio just because I haven't done it in really years on my rental car, and because it didn't have good, it's a little bit older rental car, doesn't have all the features that I would expect for a, you know, in-dash entertainment system. But the AM stuff just sucks. There's not too much there of note.
Yeah, the thing about AM radio and just talk radio in general, you know, since Rush Limbaugh died, you know, they're really scrambling to fill that midday. You know, Dan Bongino has taken over for, you know, Rush here in my local area. And his show, it's okay. You know, he's a podcaster too. But the problem with it is it's 10 minutes of content, 5 minutes of ads, 10 minutes of content, 5 minutes, you know, that kind of formula. And you just, you know, you lose it.
Yep. But anyway, his article is called The Best Schnitzel in Detroit. And I think this is a good read.
Yes.
For most people. This is one that I would definitely put on the recommend read list this week if you haven't seen it already. But again, it's by Tom Webster, tomwebster.media. And go over there and check it out.
So a couple of Saturday Night Live alumni, Dina Carvey and David Spade, are doing a podcast called Fly on the Wall. And it's a peek inside of Saturday Night Live. So back in their era, anyway, you know, Saturday Night Live goes through evolutions of relevancy. I think,
right?
I think, you know, when they first started, they were something else. You know, the class that Dana Carvey and David Spade were in was pretty okay, and I really haven't watched it since.
Right. And you know, believe it or not, I probably have not. I may have watched, people are going to find this crazy, I may have watched Saturday Night Live once or twice in my lifetime. It's just not something I watch. It's not a program that's ever interested me, I guess.
In the early 90s, I used to work master control at the NBC station on Saturday night, so I had to run Saturday Night Live, so I got paid to watch it.
You know, it was one of those situations where I really just, okay, I guess they're funny. I don't think they're that funny. It is what it is, but I'd rather go hear a comedian than go to Saturday Night or watch Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, they're, you know, a skit thing like, you know, Second City or something
right.
And, you know, back in the day, they were really cool, but maybe not so much, but the podcast might be pretty interesting. Fly on the Wall.
So what's the story about this podcast using AI? What's the story with that?
Bert Weiss, he's the host of Westwood One syndicated show, The Bert Show, says he's too busy with his radio shows and podcasts. And so what he's going to do is use a new thing from, and I'm trying to find it in the AI.
It's that baritone.
Yeah, that's a voice. Yeah, voice as a service product. And basically, he wants to do all his promos and liners for affiliate stations and some podcasts and whatever using the AI rather than him sitting down and doing it. So somebody's going to type up the copy and they're going to put it in this and it'll sound like he's voicing it.
Huh.
James Cridland a couple years ago did one of his episodes using something similar, and you could tell it was a little choppy, but it was definitely his voice.
Mm.
It was pretty impressive, I thought.
Seems like a lot of work to write all that up, but I guess if you have people to do it, then...
Yeah, well, if you're not doing it.
Yeah. So there's a new podcast of Radio Vets Swapping Stories called Radio Days.
Yep. Yeah, the headline reads, "Who needs a conference bar? In 2022, Radio Vets are swapping stories on a new podcast." Mm. And, some of us that have been in radio, that's always kind of fun to hear the old stories about what's going on in broadcasting and what's gone on in the past. And, you know, it sure has changed, but this might be interesting.
Oh, the good old days. We're the old good old days. Lots of radio stuff this week in our news. So I guess the radio folks are catching on to podcasting.
Yeah, something like that. But this Radio Days one, I'm going to subscribe to it because that's something I'd be interested in.
Sure. Anyway. Facebook is editing music out of your podcast? Well, that's the question. It appears people are playing licensed music.
Yeah.
It's being muted.
Yep. And there was a gal that does a show, and she apparently has the rights to play certain music, but yet it still gets muted on Facebook because they don't care about your license.
Right. So, and it is, it's one of those fine lines now. So the easy part is just don't have music in your show.
Yeah.
Have beds and stuff are okay, but.
Yeah. Well, the thing with music as well is, if you're doing a show that's predominantly music, certain platforms aren't going to put you on there. Pandora and Spotify really would rather you go through their music side rather than their podcast side if you're going to do a predominantly music podcast.
Yep. So anyway, it's an interesting move here on Facebook. All right. Well, best practice topic is active listening.
Yes.
And Go ahead and get into that.
Yeah, Mackenzie came up with this. And it's like when you're interviewing somebody, it can be an easy way to entertain your audience, but it also requires that you participate. And to that point, pay attention to your guest. So many times people will interview, somebody on their podcast. Well, podcasters love to be talking. So the podcaster, I listened to an interview one time from a podcaster that literally was 45 minutes of the podcaster and 10 minutes of the interviewee.
Yeah. They like to hear themselves talk.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is, people will answer a question or ask a question. They're not listening. They're looking at the next question. And then the person, has an interesting topic that should be followed up on.
Right.
They're not listening. So they just answer or they just ask another question.
Yeah.
And it sounds terrible. So, interviewing is a skill.
That's right. It's a conversation intermixed with questions.
Yeah.
And you have to listen to be able to catch those. I know one podcaster that specifically listens to lots of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
An individual does and then picks out those pieces that the host missed and then goes back and does an interview where he follows up on these topic items that may not have been delved in too deeply in a prior interview. And I find that to be pretty compelling in that the podcaster's done his homework on that individual. And that individual who's being interviewed then will respond because oftentimes they've been cut short on, during an interview. Maybe they wanted to dwell into something. And it's happened to me before. I've been cut short and not been able to really dive into a topic.
Yeah.
And oftentimes it's because people are so focused on having a very tight, short show that they miss all these golden opportunities to have a great conversation.
right? You know, like you look at people like Joe Rogan and what's the guy that's on Sirius, XM, Stern, Howard Stern. Yeah. You look at those two guys, and they are masters of interviews.
That's right.
And, you know, and Rogan goes 3 hours with somebody that would normally get a, you know, 4 minute soundbite somewhere. And they really dig in, and, you know, that's why he gets quoted so much in the press. And, you know, like I said, Stern is just is really good at that. And, you know, I really don't like his show, but it is interesting to see how good he is at interviewing.
Speaking of Rogan, there's a new petition out to try to get Spotify to squelch him for misinformation. Oh, geez. So it's just like people can't see the – it's just if you don't like somebody, don't listen to them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Everyone has an opinion, whether it's right or wrong, and everyone has the right to free speech in this country. So it's pretty amazing how they like to try to stifle free speech. It's pretty sad.
And open podcasting will save that. So,
that's right.
So far, so good.
So maybe Joe will be coming back to the podcasting ranks, and if they keep trying to, you know, put the finger on him. But
that was one of my predictions for this year. So.
Yeah, that's true. So we've got some Blueberry News blog post is out. How I use my podcast Twitter account as a resource.
That's by a writer I didn't know she wrote for us, Jen Thorpe.
Yeah, I didn't know she was submitting to us either.
So that's cool. That's the wife of Sean, who's on the support team. So, she writes for, I think, Geek News Central,
that's
your
right.
show.
She writes for
Podcaster News. Yeah.
So nice. good for her.
Yeah, so go check that out. She's doing an interesting show about some game that she does, and kind of like Dungeons and Dragons. So you know, it gets a little nerdy there, but it's a cool show.
Awesome. PowerPress 8.7.9 is out, mostly bug fixes. So if you're using PowerPress, make sure you get an update.
Yeah. And the main thing that got fixed on that is we were having a little bit of trouble with linking multiple accounts and stuff. And he's got that worked out and a couple other little things to polish things.
All right, cool. So you should tell us why you should be Podcaster of the Month. Do you want to be the Podcaster of the Month? They submit under Other.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Contact form, you know, just use Other on our contact form there. Or you can email mackenzie@blueberry.com.
All right. Of course, be sure to check out our Facebook group and all of the other social media locations. Yep. Look for Blueberry or Blueberry_podcasting. Make sure you follow, subscribe. Check us out on Instagram. Our Instagram team is doing fantastic.
Oh, yes.
So, and I think even on LinkedIn, they're working it. So just be aware. All right. But I guess we've got a Blueberry pro tip.
Yeah, Toby recorded this one this morning, our time, and I talked to him while he was picking up his kids from school, and I said, I'm not even done with my coffee yet. But anyway, here it is, when to say no.
Hi, it's Toby Goodman from Blueberry Pro Production. Just a quick one today. Guest invites. In the next few weeks, my book about how to grow your business using your podcast will be released. As word gets out, I'm being invited on a few podcasts, and that's fantastic. Now, after one generous invite I received this week, I asked the podcaster how she would describe her listeners, and her reply was the following. Anyone really, but I'd say 25 to 45-year-olds. Now, if you're anything like me, you have a reasonably busy life, so in this case, I'm not going to go out of my way to go on that podcast. But what it did get me wondering was about this podcast that I just declined. You know, a bit of fear of missing out. Maybe, just maybe, her show would have been really fun to be on. And maybe I would have been able to connect with the kind of people I serve. But the truth is, right now, it just wasn't worth risking my time to find out. There are way too many other pressing things to do. And such is the life of a business owner with two young kids, I guess. So today's pro tip comes in two parts. Part one, if you're hosting a podcast with guests, when it comes to inviting people on who you want to speak with, please take the time to come up with a reason why they should invest time with you. And part two, if you're being invited on a podcast, although it feels great to be asked, it's important that you find out more about the podcast before you say yes. And it's absolutely okay to politely decline. See you next time.
I get requests for interviews a lot. Yeah. And I usually do not decline interviews, but I always do go look at their website, go look at how long they've been podcasting.
Yeah, even listen to a show or two just to make sure that it's a fit, you know?
Yeah, sometimes the early, I don't mind going on because, you know, that's just kind of who I am and what I do here. So for me, I rarely say no, but I have a few times. And it's largely because it really wasn't any communication. Just like, hey, man, I have your show. Oh, okay, what's your show about? And like a one-liner. And then, you know, it's just really not very organized. So be organized when you're going to ask someone and, you know, give them a compelling reason to be on your show.
Sure. You know, and that goes for, you know, when you're trying to get on somebody's podcast too. Make sure that you've done your homework a little bit because so many times I get these emails saying, I'd love to be on your show. I talk about X, Y, and Z, and X, Y, and Z has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Just not fit.
My tech show gets queries all the time for people wanting to be interviewed on it.
You don't do
interviews. And when I reply back, this is not an interview show. Yeah. It's like, oh. And so it tells me they didn't even take the time to listen. So yeah,
we get a few on this show, but we do interviews from time to time. So that's cool.
So anyway, it's easy to, there is a time and a place to say no. And, but you don't like it when you're said, someone says no to you. So don't give someone a reason to say no. Question of the week. The question is, I looked at my feed and my posts are being cut short. And at the end, it has this post originally appeared on linked to my website. How do I turn that off?
Okay, this one's a little deep and geeky, but I had this one like 3 or 4 times in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
But what it is the person's using the Yoast SEO plugin on WordPress. And by default, it truncates your feed, you know, what's syndicated out in your feed, and then adds a link at the end back to your website, which normally would be good in a syndicated thing. You know, for a blog post, but it looks kind of silly on Apple Podcasts when you got, you know, this post originally appeared on or whatever. So
right.
That's a setting in Yoast. I know it's a little geeky for this show, but you basically go to your SEO menu in your sidebar, click on search appearance, then you can click the RSS tab, and you just blank out any boxes that have text or code in them. And once you save your changes, your feed will go back to the way it should be.
Well, that's good. So Yoast has been pretty good lately of not messing with RSS, but maybe they changed something if you've gotten 2 or 3 of those. So if you got Yoast SEO plugin, make sure you go check your RSS tab to make sure it's not doing something to your feed.
Like I said, it's not a huge deal, but it definitely cuts back the amount of information that the podcast apps get.
And,
it just, you know, I don't know, looks like you're not paying attention.
Right.
So.
Well, do you have a question you'd like us to answer the show? Drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, blueberry without the E's, because we couldn't afford the E's, audio, text, or video, and we may use it. And, of course, the best place for sort with any Blueberry product, service, or ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct email or calls. And, of course, this week we're coming to you from the New Media Studio in Coldwater, Michigan, and Mike Dell's World in Traverse City, Michigan, produced by the Blueberry Pro production team. You can always schedule one-on-one with me. Hosting customers only, email todd@blueberry.com, or you can schedule a tech checkup with Mike. Hosting customers only, again, email mike@blueberry.com. You can always send us your podcast sticker and a self-addressed stamp envelope, and we'll send you a Blueberry care package that addresses on the show notes of today's show at podcastinsider.com. So, Mike, did I cover it all?
I think we've got it covered.
And we did pretty good time considering all the stuff we had in the stack today.
Yeah, McKinsey was a little concerned that we had too many news stories. And I said, no, I think it'll go fast.
Oh, no, it went pretty quick. So, it's glad to be back. I'm not enjoying the cold snow weather, all that stuff that's going on. It's actually snowing here this morning a little bit. And I'm fighting a painful back, so I think I'm going to go grab a couple of Tylenol and maybe take 15 minutes on the couch to see to get some relief. But that's the way it goes sometimes, right?
Yep, stuff happens. Everybody have a good week.
Yeah, absolutely.
See you here next week.
All right, thanks for being on, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.